grab your popcorn because the drama is just heating up and we can't wait to discuss it with you tonight on the 90 Day Fiancé After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get out the way.
Get out the way.
The screams. This is intense. Hey, AfterBuzzers, and welcome back to 90 Day Fiancé After Show. We are so excited that you joined us again. We missed you last week.
We did.
And tonight, Keith is gone, but he's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit.
Hey, Keith. Tonight, we're discussing episode 20 and 21 of 90 Day Fiancé. Before we begin, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And I want to introduce you to my awesome co-host.
Hi, guys. Linda Antwi. And I'm all over social media as Linda is so girly. And then Keith, who's not here today, you can find Keith at Keith_Andre all across the media.
Keith voice.
Yes.
Hi, guys. I'm Alex Bowers. You can follow me on Instagram at Alex Bowers with two S's and on Twitter at Hey Alex Bowers. So much to talk about tonight.
This episode, these last two episodes, the drama is just intensifying.
It is.
And how bad is it going to get?
It's going to get worse.
You think so?
It's going to get worse.
It's going downhill now.
Yeah. It is all downhill.
I mean, it's starting to get physical even.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later, though.
Yeah.
But the first couple we want to discuss is Molly and Luis.
You know, do you want to go first?
What do you think? Come on, share with us your thoughts.
I love Molly, and at this point, I'm kind of protective of Molly as I am Annie.
Okay.
What about you?
I think this couple is imploding. Do you know what I mean? Like, I already talked about this last week, or the week before. I missed you guys last week, by the way. But how it's Luis against Molly and her entire family, right? So before, it was like, oh, hey, we have Molly and Luis together, and now he's kind of going buck wild. He's like saying whatever he wants. He wants to do whatever he wants. He's now like, okay, you know what? I don't care about Kingsley. I don't care about Olivia. I might even want to just go right back home. How about that?
So you think he's reaching his breaking point? Like he's going to soon,
maybe do something crazy. Yeah, and he said, you know, Kingsley can go live with her dad.
Yep.
What? You're not in a position to say that. Like, okay, he didn't say it to anyone. He said it in his, like, own interview.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it just tells you where his mind is at this point. And he doesn't care about anyone.
Well, how do you think, just how Kingsley was treating him when she was having him swing her on the swing? How do you think, I mean, the way Olivia and Kingsley are treating him, do you think he kind of has a reason to?
Olivia, not so much. Like, okay, you're grown. You know you want your mom to be happy. You've cried about it so many times. It's time to kind of, like, get over it. You're about to go to college. Kingsley, not so much. She's a kid. They're going to say stuff. They say foul stuff all the time.
She's funny.
They don't sugarcoat. You have to have thick skin.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I mean, she's six, right? So she's going to say what's on her mind. But I also think that we have to remember that this is new to her. He is still new. Even though he's been there for 2 months, it's 2 months. She's had time with her mom for 6 years.
Right.
So he can't just really force himself on being like, hey, I'm your stepdad, and we're going to do what I, you know what I mean? Because also, he's young too, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's still in his 20s.
Yep.
So he has no kids of his own. So he doesn't really know what he's doing, you know? So I'm not mad at her. I'm just thinking she's being a kid, and he has to be like, hey, you know what? You're still the kid, and like develop and work around that.
That's he's being a little too hard on her right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's not giving her a chance. He doesn't understand that to have nephews and nieces of his own, because he did say that a few episodes ago. You would think he'd be more understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, his nephews and nieces are used to him, but, I mean, you're coming into a new family. Like you said, she's got to get used to you. 2 months isn't enough.
Yeah.
So you think it's his job as their future father to, like, win them over, kind of, like, going into the situation?
I think so. I think he needs to give the whole situation time. I think everyone needs time to really feel comfortable in this situation, because clearly no one does. And now he's at his point where he's like, I'm going to do what I want.
And they may not even feel comfortable until after they're married.
That's right.
But let it happen on its own. He's forcing it before this 3 month span or before they get married. And it's not fair on anyone else.
But on a side note, Kingsley, she was being a little bit naughty. Like, you're a kid.
She was yelling at him.
You are being a naughty kid. Like, if that was me and my mom, she would have had a little backhand somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You calm down right there, Linda. Just saying. You know what else that I thought was really interesting was how he thought about his day off for his relationship for the bachelor party.
That bugs me so much. The bachelor party, how he's like, this is my day off. This is my the end of my single life. It's in Dominican Republic. Yeah. I'm going to kill the single life. That pissed me off because it's like, you're in a relationship with her. You're going to get married to her. You don't respect her enough to like not do some crazy stuff, cheat on her maybe.
She went to a drag show. That's it.
Exactly.
Like, kind of like, you know, just something fun with the girls. He went, I mean, a strip club is fine, but like the way he was going, like he made it just so not fun or just so disrespectful.
And then did you notice in the episode how he was really, when they were driving, like after she got her hair done, he was really referring to his single life, like, oh, I miss my single life. And do you remember that?
Yeah,
I do. She kind of looked over at him and ignored it. She's like, I'm just trying to talk to you. He's like, yeah, I miss my single life. So it's like, are you imploding, Louise? Because all this time you've been like professing how much you love her. You just want to marry her. It's Molly. And now you're just like,
He told the brother he wants to go back.
Right.
Do you think she's kind of like just pushing the red flag under the rug and just saying, okay, well, I still want to get married.
She loves him.
She loves
him. She's obsessed with him.
And, you know, she's older and she's never been married. She's never had the wedding of her dreams. So it's like all this stuff, it's almost like it's a puzzle and he fits that piece and she's just gonna make sure that it stays that way.
And you know, one thing I do want to say, I really like Molly's brother, Jesse, right?
Jess.
He's very sweet and just like passive, you know? But the only thing is, like, when are you gonna protect your sister?
Right.
Louise has said so many weird or rude things about your sister. Yeah. Or things that, like, you need to warn her about. Like, Luis is feeling this way. You don't have to say all the details, but I'm just giving you a heads up. That's your sister. And for me, he's not doing that. So I'm just trying to figure out where his loyalty lies. Sure, you hang out with Luis a lot, but this is your blood.
Listen, you live in Molly's house.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if she pays your bills or whatever the case, but you live in her house and she is your blood. That is where your loyalty lies. You've known this dude for 2 months. So you need to speak up and say something at some point.
Yeah, and even, okay, yeah, he didn't tell Molly. But especially when Luis, remember when he was being inappropriate with Olivia?
Yeah.
How he didn't really say anything in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't say anything to Luis.
Yeah.
So you can, I mean, he needs to say stuff to Molly too, but if you check Luis right away, you don't even have to tell Molly some of this stuff because you handled it.
But I mean, do you think, though, that he's going to just think also, well, Molly's just going to let it go. Like, she's not really going to care anyways, because that's her personality. And that may be how similar to her brother.
That's very possible. Passive. Or he might think it's not really his business, right?
Well, he did say that. He did kind of say, like, he didn't want to say anything right away, or he wanted them to figure it out. But help your sister out.
Can we just talk about Molly's dad? Because that whole situation made me so sad. Like, your daughter is getting married, and she's reaching out to you, and she wants you to walk her down the aisle, and you know that this is important to her. Whether you agree with her or not, you ignore her calls.
Right.
That is your father.
Yeah. And at this point, I'm starting to agree with Luis. This may be, maybe he's racist. I don't want to just throw that jacket on him, but I'm kind of getting these vibes. Like, stay in your country. After all these things he said, it's kind of like, and now he's ignoring them. It's kind of like, I mean, what's the problem?
Maybe it's because he's from the Dominican Republic and he's like, nope, sorry, my daughter's not marrying anyone from America.
I mean, that's his thing,
That's
right?
his thing, he, yeah, he that's
wants,
why he's
he
just...
He wants his daughter to marry an American, quote unquote, and he's worried that he's just here for the green card and all of that stuff, right? And he probably heard the same thing that I heard about these young Dominicans. But I think that at the end of the day, that's your daughter. That's your flesh and blood. And she's trying to reach out to you and you need to be there for her. And then I feel like it's really interesting that he is ghosting his own daughter.
That's true.
Because even if you don't agree, how about talk to her? Show her a little bit of, like, love and communicate, hey, this is how I'm feeling. This is why I'm not communicating with you right now. And these are our issues. Let's work them out. You're the father. Mm-hmm. Be the father. Grow up.
And I kind of wonder, sorry to cut you off,
it's okay.
If he has a relationship with Kinsley's dad. Like,
yeah,
what would that relationship be like? Or, like, how did he feel about that? Because, you know, Kinsley is black.
And another thing about the dad, Luis, is really adamant about him really, he told Molly that your dad must not really love you if he doesn't support you. Because a dad that loves you is supportive of you, even if he doesn't agree with it. What did you guys think about that?
I agree.
You think so?
100%. Absolutely. Like, parents, they'll be disappointed at first, and they feel some type of way, but at the end of the day, when their child is happy, they're happy, you know? Especially if she's grown. She's a grown woman. She's not really asking for you to support financially. She has her own business. All she wants you to do is
be her dad.
She has her own money, her own business. Just love her and accept her man. And if you can't do that, then, I mean, right.
See, Keith coming out.
Keith would agree exactly with that, uh-huh. because he's all about love and hope and
but no,
really
sometimes
supporting.
Keith will say,
yeah, it's no, the language barrier.
So what would Keith, right.
We miss you, Keith.
No
Keith, what would you say right now?
Yes. What would you say, Keith?
I really love
that. You guys, but I just have to talk about this before we go to the next couple. The bachelor party. What do you think happened when they were going to go back in the strip club and after Molly called Luis and told him, you're late. Why aren't you home? You're supposed to be home.
First of all, who has a 10 o'clock curfew on your bachelor party?
I didn't get
that. Like, where are you?
That's not even a high school curfew, really.
I mean, really? 10 o'clock? Do you leave at 10?
She left the drag show pretty early.
I mean, she's a mom, though, so I get that. Like, she probably had to go home and the babysitter or whatever.
Well, she knows who she wants. So just entertaining other people, it doesn't even matter to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, most girls go to the strip club and stuff like that or, like, you know, love strippers on them or whatever. She has her eye candy. He's just out looking at other eye candy.
The thing is, that fight that it ended with, something's gonna happen. Like, he went back into the strip club with the brother. But maybe the brother will, like, be, you know, the guardian.
I don't know. That brother looks a little supportive that he's in on it. Yes. He was ready to go and have himself some fun, too. Who
knows? Luis was talking rude to him, too. Like, not, like, but about Molly. Talking about, I'm the man. Like, she's crazy. Speak up for your sister. Take up for her.
Exactly.
Jay, please.
I just have envisioned when they show the stripper and her booty, and then he was like, ooh.
Oh, or
throwing the dollars. And then when he was like, do you have more money?
Yeah. And he said, like, yeah, I got plenty of it.
I'm like, ah.
It's Molly.
Right.
Yeah, we got plenty of it.
Molly's got a couple dollars in her back pocket.
Outrageous.
So that brings me to my question.
Yes.
This is just a prediction.
Okay.
Do you think Luis will cheat this night?
I think yes. He's on.
I'm going to do this one.
I'm going to go with maybe.
And why do you
and
say
then
maybe?
I say maybe because I don't know. Because I feel like this is his ticket. Like, Molly's his ticket. And I don't think he wants to wreck that. But I also think that he, like he said, he felt like he was in prison for 2 months, and like this is the first time he's out, and he might just go off the cliff, like go buck wild.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
Okay, well, WWKS, what would Keith say?
I think
he would go
barrier.
With the maybe, too.
So we're all like, maybes.
I'm not sure.
No, yes. I'm yes.
Okay, why? Yes.
I think he's out for revenge now. Like, I think he's kind of pissed off of how the family's treating him. I think he is over it. I think he's pretty much like, no, I'm going to stand up for myself, and I'm going to go get myself a stripper or something. Because he doesn't seem, I don't know, the way he was acting, I feel like it was like, he was also hurt, so maybe he's seeking revenge. Like, well, I'm going to show you who's the man,
because
your kids are, like, obviously running the show.
I agree with you, but I think he's a little too smart. Like, I think he knows not to cheat with the brothers and cousins around.
Listen, I think that he knows he has a lot to lose, so
think
we'll
so,
see.
We'll see. Let's see what happens next week.
These next two?
Speaking up, which someone needs to do, David and Annie.
Yeah.
There was a lot that happened to this couple this last two episodes. Annie's now in the U.S. She's staying with Chris and Nikki. And David is just still getting drunk. What did you guys think about this couple?
We should talk about abuse. Like, later on, we can talk about the physical abuse with, you know, Nicole and Asim. But with this couple, it's kind of emotional, you know?
Yeah.
And I think mental for Annie. You know, she's not with her family anymore. She's sad she has no one. And then the guy that she does doesn't have himself. He can't control himself. He's a drunk and broke and doesn't understand what he's doing and makes excuses for his actions. He's a poor excuse.
What do you think, Linda?
So much to say. Okay, so I'm going to take a deep breath and say this. So first of all, can you imagine leaving your country that you've lived in your whole entire life where you speak, you don't speak the language as your first language. It is your first full night in a foreign country, and you're staying not at the house that you think you're going to live in marital bliss. You're staying at your fiancé's best friend's house in Los Angeles, which is, we all know, a huge, crazy city compared to anywhere mm-hmm. she's ever been. And then all of a sudden, your fiancé is piss drunk, talking crazy to you, getting into fights with other people, and you're just standing there. Like, you know how much fear this girl must have had and how sad she must feel because, hey, listen, my fiancé has me all the way over here in America, and it's almost isolating, and he's not listening to what I've said because she said back in the Philippines, I don't want you to drink too much. Yeah. She said it a million times.
She warned him.
And then what does he do? He comes and he's celebrating. What are you exactly celebrating, David? Because you have no job. You have no home. You haven't told your family that you're about to get married. You haven't...
been back in 4 years.
We just, like, surprisingly found that out.
Yes. 4 years. Not in the U.S.
Too much.
Was he in Thailand the whole time?
The whole time.
That is crazy.
The whole time.
What has that man been doing out there? What I want to know.
Finding himself.
But with what money?
You know, Chris Support is his financer.
For 4 years?
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hell yeah. Even the wife knows that. The wife is like, I'm done with this. Yeah.
And I'm actually really happy that Antonio, let's talk about Antonio for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not all heroes wear capes because Antonio
I like that.
Let David have it and I loved every second of it. It was time.
Yeah.
He definitely called David out on some of his BS, and I think he was trying to warn Annie, like, when he said, you know, you should have a higher standard for yourself, that was something, but, you know, I think her dream is to come to America, and do you remember when she was leaving, and the mom was saying goodbye, mm-hmm. and she was like, this is going to be a great opportunity, mm-hmm. she's going to be able to support her family back home, mm-hmm. and I just think that she has so much riding on this, that that's why she's like, I believe in David. Do you remember when she said that? I believe in him. We can work this out. I was so sad for her because she really does believe in this loser.
Yeah.
And he is acting like a loser. And I know that's a terrible thing to say, but if you walk like a duck and you sound like a duck, you're probably a duck.
Do you think what Antonio was saying to her, what's the wife's name too?
Nikki.
What Antonio and Nikki were saying, like registered, you know, yeah, at the end of the day, she said she... you know, still believes in him, you know, or whatever. But you don't think anything they said...
Well, because I think the language is the issue, right? So when you're animated and yelling at each other, mm-hmm. I just know, like, even when I'm trying to, like, think that I speak Spanish and I'm hearing the yelling, if you're talking slow, then, yeah, I can get it. But when you're screaming, you have slang in there, mixed in there, I don't think she got the full scope. Like, she knew something was wrong, but I don't think she got the full scope of what they were saying.
Yeah, because she did say, it's bad, like, this
and
is bad.
And he was straight out mocking her. Like, in her language and everything like that. And I just thought it was horrible. And then he's just a mess.
His true character came out.
Yes.
Like, first, when he was, okay, he was drunk, saying whatever, blase, blase. But then when he tried to get smart with, what is his name?
Antonio,
I'm sorry. Antonio, he should be a main character, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, when he tried to get smart with Antonio, and he yelled, trying to talk like Antonio in his voice, mm-hmm. like, kind of ghetto-fy his voice, like, I was like, come on now. It reminded me of his daughter saying, do you do nails? Just stop.
He said that's his brother, too.
He did?
Yeah, he's like, this is my brother.
And you know, it's a white thing. David, being drunk does not change who you are. It just amplifies it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think with this couple, it's just going to implode, and it's going to implode quickly. Mm-hmm. And next week when we saw the preview,
Do you think...
Homeless!
So do you guys think David's going to stay in the house, or do you
homeless.
Think... Homeless! You think Nikki's going to kick him out? And what's going to happen to Annie, though?
Listen, Nikki's going to try,
uh-huh.
and Chris is going to save him.
Yep.
Like, it happens every time.
Chris doesn't say anything either.
He doesn't.
At all.
The whole time, they were calling him in, come get him, come get him, help us, so that they don't fight. And he's just outside by the pool and then comes in last minute to save his friend.
Yep.
And didn't even say anything to him.
Ridiculous.
You should have said, don't disrespect my brother-in-law, something. You're out of line, nothing.
What's your question for David and Annie?
Do you think that they'll make it through this?
I think she's going to stay.
I don't really know. I'm going to say no, and you know why?
Why?
Because if he does get kicked out, even though I think Chris will save him, and he's going to go back home.
I think that she's going to stay no matter what, because I feel like she has that pure heart. She's not jaded, and so she really does believe in this dude. And it's unfortunate, but she's going to stay.
I think yes, because if this hasn't stopped her from leaving, I mean, has made her not want to leave, like, she's not going to leave. I think she really loves David, and I think that she's putting up with, I think it's also, like you were saying, emotional abuse.
Even if they have nowhere to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember she said, if he goes, I go? Do you remember that?
Yeah, she did say
that. She said, wherever he goes, she's going to go.
And he's isolating her from everyone, her family, friends, everyone. And it's just,
for Annie.
He's the worst.
Free Annie. Hashtag
free
that.
Annie.
Hashtag free Annie. That needs to keep on going.
No, seriously.
I'll tweet us that. Hashtag free Annie.
Yes.
Who's up next?
Moving forward to the next couple who's, well, Andre is more of an assertive person in this relationship.
Very much so.
Yes. Is Elizabeth and Andre. Now, Andre is starting to meet Elizabeth's family. He's here in the U.S. And first, he meets her dad and brother. What did you guys think about this meeting and how Andre was himself?
You know what I like?
His assertive self.
You know what I like about him? He is absolutely consistent.
He is consistent
in who he is. He doesn't care what you say. He doesn't care who's hating on him. He is who he is. Mm-hmm. He came up and showed up as, like, the alpha male, and he's full-on going to be the alpha male.
And he looked, like, down on the dad? I died. It's just kind of like that. Hey.
Oh, like, my God.
And the dad's looking up to him like, I'm just like, okay.
I think that one thing I'm happy about is finally to see him, that he's finally in America, right? And that he actually really looks like he loves Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Like, when they walked into the apartment, and he was like, oh, this is great. And then they had their little love moment, and they closed the door. I thought, oh, that was really kind of cute.
Yeah.
Right?
So you think they're doing good as a couple so far?
I think that they have unrealistic expectations.
Okay. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I think that not working for 90 days and only having a part-time job, like the dad said, is not realistic. He did say he had a little bit of savings, but he didn't say how much, and he didn't say, like, I don't know what the currency is in
Moldova.
So I don't know whatever the Moldova currency is and what weight it has in U.S. dollars, but is that going to, you know, sustain you for 3 months?
Well, he said all you need is to pay some rent, some food.
He said it like it wasn't anything. Yeah. Like it was like a video game. Just pay
the
rent.
He's pretty confident in himself. Like, I'll just make it happen. Don't question me.
And maybe that's why she's willing to be submissive, because he's such a macho man.
Although I didn't like what he said about the, when he arrived, the bad driver. Well, you're a woman.
Oh.
That, like, I was like, wait, what? What are you saying?
Yeah, we're seeing a common, like, disrespect amongst the couples.
Yeah.
Like, the woman-man role is being very blurred.
You're
and
absolutely
women
right.
are, like, standing up for themselves, but, well, some are.
So I'm worried because, okay, so you don't get along with the dad, you don't get along with the brother, and the sisters are like, wait, who are you and what are you saying?
Right.
She's absolutely going to have a bachelor party. She's absolutely either going to go to Vegas or to Miami, and don't lose yourself. And Elizabeth, like, I get what you're saying. You're saying the man is the head of the household, and I believe that as well. But you don't have to lose who you are. If you were the type of girl that would go and hang out and have girls' night with your sisters, then still be that person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the same time, you have to kind of respect him at the same time, you know? So, like, you can go out and have girls' night, but just make sure that, like, you're back at the time, I guess. I don't know.
What do you think?
Like, I really don't believe that for me, but for her, because she's willing to she's willing to be submissive. So, for her, go ahead and do that. Make the compromise for your man, since that's what you want to do. But, I mean personally, no.
And the sisters, okay, to me, they're a little wild. To me, personally, I'm like, you guys are ready to party.
We'll do that.
When your boyfriends are gone, you guys are going to go out partying, getting wild. Like, that was your opportunity. Like, doing whose knows what. And I don't know. I think Andre's really in love with her, so I can see why she is, like, willing to give some stuff up. She's really into him, too. And, I mean, they're compromising. Like, he says, do you... Well, I know. more. So I mean, she's compromising herself.
Yeah, mainly.
That, yeah. I believe in compromise. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think that that's what all relationships are. They're give and take and compromise. But what I'm saying is that don't change who you are fundamentally as a person. Mm-hmm. Because you can't sustain that for all the years that you're going to be together forever and ever.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And that's what the family's saying. She's not normally like this.
That's
like,
right. Wake up, can you sustain that forever?
I wonder how she was like before this, though.
Seriously.
Was she this bubbly, outgoing party girl? Or
someone send us a clip.
Please.
Of her.
We need to see what Elizabeth was all about.
Right.
And my question for you guys is, do you think the sisters have gone too far or will go too far when it comes to, like, pushing the boundaries with Andre?
I think that family is, like, very much in Elizabeth's business. Like,
but I think they're doing it because they want to push and almost, like, break that relationship.
They do.
I don't know if they're necessarily really these hardcore party girls, but they're going to be hardcore party girls to prove a point. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying?
Maybe they, yeah.
To That's show him that true. He can't control
That's
everything.
Right. That's right.
Exactly what they're going to do.
Oh, we can't wait to see it.
Nope.
And this couple... The next one.
Oh, God.
Nicole, you just need to back off. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just need to say that. Nicole, leave Azan alone.
So aggressive. So aggressive. So aggressive. I can't.
These last two episodes, I mean, we began episode 20 with Andre or Azan just pushing Elizabeth. I mean, oh, my gosh. I am getting these names all mixed up. There's so many couples.
Nicole.
Azan and Nicole to work out, still lose weight, be healthy. What do you guys think about that? And do you think she's going to lose the weight?
To be honest, I said this. It looks like she's lost a couple lbs. Being serious.
Wow.
I don't know if it's because she was wearing black, but it does. And I think that in order to make him happy, she's going to have to. Because clearly she's sick of arguing. No, she's not, because she keeps running into his face.
I was like, who? Do we
but
watch the same
if
episode?
If she's really sick of arguing like she says she is... She'll handle her business.
You think so?
And
I think
she has to do in the gym.
I think that she's never worked out in her life, and she doesn't want to work out. I think she's lazy, as we saw her sleeping in to 3 and 4 in the afternoon.
But
even though she has
makes her up. Remember that.
May listen, she is not the first mother that has been up all night with their child, okay? So you're lying in the bed, and May's on her little cell phone or whatever till 3 or 4? What kind of role model are you? So
she
I don't think that she's going to get up and... go with Azan to the gym, because he does go to the gym in the mornings, so she could easily get up and go and come back and, like, make it a couple thing. But she's lazy, you guys. I'm sorry. She is really actually lazy, and she's a spaz, and she is...
Oh, she's letting her have it right now. Go, Linda.
I am, because I can't believe how aggressive she's been. Like, how are you pushing him around and, like, fighting and, like, grabbing on his face and...
So
if someone says, give me a minute, don't talk to me right now, then respect that and give them a minute.
So do you think that bulldozer?
Yes, girl.
Word that the mom
yes.
calling her a bulldozer. I mean, you think that's really coming true?
She
even more so.
Stop poking the bear. It's just, you're going to talk to me right now. What?
Sorry to cut you off, but what do you guys really think they were fighting about? Because when the producers came and that fight was on, it was already on.
Well, I think it was something physical.
So you think so?
They got physical, because there's no reason she would be picking his chin up and all that stuff right off the bat if it was just a small little argument. Neither of them would say, though. He said he wasn't going to talk about it, got on the bus. She made an excuse. He's just not listening. He doesn't talk.
Want to talk to me. Yeah.
What really happened?
And I think she's not respecting him by just giving him his space, like you said, and that's her definition of, no, I want my way. Like, talk to me now. And she's, like, complaining on air saying, he doesn't know how to talk to me. But she won't give him his space.
That's right. And then I also think that there's more to it, because when he was, like, he basically, like, cussed and called her a bad person. There's more to whatever they're fighting about. It's definitely, like, a physical thing or more. Because also, did you see how he mentioned how not only do you not know how to talk to me, but you don't know how to talk to my family? I thought that was interesting, too. Like, so maybe she, like, erupted last night and then, or that night, and something happened.
But she said that he's really sensitive and that he gets very insulted by anything she says. She's like, I'm from America, therefore I'm racist. Trump's our president, therefore I'm racist. Like, she kept saying that. So maybe she's not taking in consideration, like, the things that are insulting him, though.
Because she has no... What am I trying to say? Like, she has no cultural sensitivity. Mm-hmm. She didn't even know where Morocco was the first time that she went to Morocco. And she doesn't take time to learn. Like, you're looking at all these beautiful mosques and you're worried about how far you're walking. Like, really?
Yeah. And the thing with me is how disrespectful she is. Okay, yeah, remember she asked to sleep in the same bed as his aunt with the aunt. But think of about this. All of this is happening right now in the aunt's house and around her community. Like, you cannot keep being loud. She's like, I'm sorry for being loud in Morocco. That's how we are in America. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for being that rude.
But I have, okay. And I have to ask you this. What did you think when she pushed him up the stairs?
I thought he was about to punch her in the face.
Listen, I knew she wasn't going to go up the stairs. Like, he knew it. That's why he started running.
And she just, like,
and then she pushed him down. He was out of there.
Yeah.
We knew she wasn't going to go up it.
She's getting physical, but we don't know the other side of the story also, so that's where we can...
Literally, yeah, but there's no excuse to ever be physical. There's
no, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they're physical with each other, like, who's the one that's causing it? But what we see on the show is that she's, like...
Yeah, whether really, it's the woman, like, or the man being physically abusive, it does not matter.
Yeah, it's not okay. Thing. It's wrong. Yeah.
And then one little last thing I wanted to say was that, Nicole, when you went to work out and you were acting like you were the only person that ever worked out and was so dramatic, and, like, you started crying and you needed to put your head on Azan's shoulder, I just thought that was so extra.
So extra. I love that. It
was. What's our question?
I actually don't have one for this one.
Next.
Wait, I want to go on about something else before. Okay, this is the last thing. This couple, when Azan, when Nicole was pushing him out of the doorway, like, trying to, what did you think of Azan just ready to, like, pounce on her, and then he saw the camera and
I understood it would be terrible if he did. Like, that's, I mean, that's abuse. But at the same time, I understood, like, his frustration. I'm so glad that he actually didn't do that, because that would have been foul. But you get it. Like, sometimes you just want to do something, but you like, okay, I can't.
But I think that that's probably what's gone on behind the closed doors without the cameras. Yeah. Because that's not the first time that he's probably, like, flexed on her.
And it's not the first time she's pushed up on him. We've seen that for the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, she was there 2 months prior, remember? And then wanted to push him up against the van. You cannot keep doing this and think it's okay. And think that he's not going to buck back.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to just intensify the future episodes? We're going to see more physical stuff happening?
Yeah. And did you see the aunt's face for a second? Like, we actually got to see the aunt's face. She's just kind of like, The only person that works in that family is May. That's it. She was getting her nails done, watching it all go down.
Her maid, though, having to see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Probably traumatizing. The next couple, speaking of physical, and I learned something recently about Josh. And I was going to share that really quick. Well, Josh has been, convicted of domestic abuse. Previously, I saw that on Twitter and I read the article. Well, this couple, Josh and Aika, what do you think of how he's treating her, giving her his ex-fiance's wedding ring?
Disgusting. I think that, I mean, I want you guys to let us know, viewers. Yes. Let us know in the comments or tweet us or at us, whatever you want to do. If your fiance proposed to you with someone else's ring, not even just someone else's ring, ex-wife's ring, would you say yes and would you wear it and would you be happy? Let us know.
No. Okay, I understood, like, this part. It was from his, like, mom or grandma. That's fine. But the person who gets it after, it's officially their ring.
That's it.
So now that it was with his ex-fiance or whatever, that was her ring.
That, like, melt down the ring or, like, take out the stone and make a new one.
Yeah.
But don't just, here you go. This is now
and
your
ring. And expect her to be happy and then act like she's ungrateful.
It's outrageous.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
And then when she's in the thing, in the store, it's like he's mad because she's looking at more rings or whatever.
Yeah.
And he had no intention of buying a new ring.
No, he was just
looking.
He's
like, we're just looking.
Where's your wedding set? And how did she even find out that that was his ex-fiance's ring?
I don't know.
Maybe they had fights and it got real crazy.
Because I wouldn't just, if I were him, I wouldn't just say, this was my ex-fiance's ring.
But if you think about it, he went and met her and then he proposed after 5 days, right? So you know that he didn't have a fresh, brand new ring for her. He's just like, let me recycle this one out of the drawer and I'll bring it. And if I like her before I leave in 5 days, I'll say, hey, marry me.
Do we give rings back?
I don't know. I'd pawn it.
Can we give rings back?
Would you?
After you said yes and you're still engaged?
After you break up.
I do.
No, I would just put on eBay.
I've done that.
Give the ring back? Yeah. It would take a lot.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, you guys are terrible.
It's mine.
Well, I don't really want to see the person again. I mean, just like,
the ring belongs to the guy. I think the etiquette is the middle finger. The etiquette is whoever breaks off the relationship, they keep the ring.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm, I didn't know that.
Mm. Yep. Let's move on.
Wow. Let's move on.
Oh, do we have a question for Jocelyn?
Yeah. No, I don't have a question
Nothing
for them either.
For them.
Okay. But I have a question for the next.
That was our question. Oh, remember, yeah. Hashtag us or add us. Would you take someone else's ring as your wedding ring?
And moving on to the next couple that didn't really give us a lot of drama or a lot of craziness in this episode. David and Evelyn, the Christian couple. The fairy tale Christian couple. What did you guys think of how David, like, David doesn't obviously want to live near Evelyn's family, nor does he want to live
in Claremont.
I have a really funny question.
Get the heck out of there.
My question for them is, are they ever going to agree on anything? Like, they don't agree on anything. Not the wedding, not the apartment. And he really stepped it up this last episode when he was talking to the family. He was so kind of disrespectful. Like, well, you guys have always lived here, so, you know, you don't realize, like, how much of a dump this place is. Like, this business is closing, and this business is closing, and you guys don't have, you guys have, like, bad apples.
And I thought someone from Europe owned this restaurant. Right. This is a restaurant owned by a man from Florida.
Yeah, you took me to a Mexican restaurant expecting me to know what, like, relate to my Spanish culture.
Yeah.
But I think that was kind of sad because they were such nice. They seemed like nice people, like the dad and the mom.
They were
like,
definitely getting irritated, though.
Mm-hmm. He was
definitely.
Them.
The mom actually, like, spoke up a little bit.
Called
you
him
know?
An elitist.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the brother spoke up with apples, talking about, you know.
Like, and also saying, like, you know, if you take her away, you're taking her away from our not only the band, but our family.
Breaking
right?
up the band.
So I get that. Like, you know, when someone is really close to your family, and she is only 18, mm-hmm. right? So they've been a close unit. This is going to be a shock. And when this guy comes, like, bulldozing in, like, Nicole, like, I want to move, and this place sucks, and it's too small, and you knew what you were getting into, dude.
But I understand him wanting to leave and go travel.
I love that.
Like, do They're it young. While you're young, before you have kids and take stuff too serious, like, seriously, just, like, explore the world.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I also think that there's also time. Like, you haven't even been married. To let her have her moment with her family, get married, maybe stay, like, 2-3 months till you can actually work, because he can't work either for mm-hmm. 90 days. Mm-hmm. And then save up a little money and then go on your adventures.
She's not going to do it. He's going to have to do it by himself.
He wants a new house. She wants a vintage one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
They agree on the cake, though.
Let's talk about the kitchen. Just for 2 seconds.
She didn't really like
the kitchen. Am I the only one that hated the kitchen?
I thought that kitchen was from 19. I don't
she said,
know
I that. Love this kitchen. I'm just, like, confused.
She's an old soul.
Bye.
She's an old soul.
Okay, hashtag bye.
And goodness. I think I understand where he's coming from, because he's probably used to being around a lot of people, being more, like, out and about at parties mm-hmm. and stuff. And then, like, her town is pretty, like, simple, dull, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's cute. I mean, it's a great life, probably, but he just probably wants to have fun and get out.
Fun. Yeah.
What's your question?
Do you think, this is funny, do you think David really liked Evelyn's music?
Oh, I think you don't even like her.
Oh, absolutely so not. He had a sour face the entire time and then looked up and was like, I loved it, baby. Bye.
Keith.
No, you're lying.
Keith, what did you think of the music?
Keith would have said that right there.
Maybe.
No. Maybe.
Like, it was not.
Okay. Yeah, and I think he resents her now. Like, he's seeing all these real life things mm-hmm. come up. Like, where are we going to live? Are we going to move around? Are we going to travel? And she's like, nope, nope. Yeah.
And then she'll say, make up an excuse. I don't want to talk about it right now. I need to only focus on music.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have any conversations about, you know.
Who knew she was so, like, stringent and not mm-hmm. flexible?
At 18,
it's weird.
It is.
You should want to travel the world and explore and be influenced so that you can make great music.
It's not like you'd be traveling alone. You're with the love of your life.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy it.
Maybe now they're just...
Not very Christian of you, Evelyn. All right, let's move on to the K-1 visa segment. Yeah. This is the last group of questions, folks. So make sure you can answer these. So I want you guys to think about answering this for your spouse, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. And you guys are going to actually answer the questions. Okay, so first question. Does your significant other speak another language?
Yes.
No.
Do you speak
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Oh.
So yes, they do?
Yes, I know the answer to that.
Or yes or no. I love you. No, it is like,
what we usually do. We usually say if we can answer it.
Yeah. So they do speak another language?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
And then do you speak that language?
Not fluently, partially.
Okay. Do you know how to spell your significant other's full entire name? If they have like a middle name, last name?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I have a little heart.
Stacy.
I'm like, no. I'm not a good speller. Did not win that spelling bee in elementary school. I was kicked out.
That's all right.
Real quick,
right.
Okay?
Do you know what city your significant other lived in previous to living wherever they live now?
Yes.
Do you know where they lived before that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Last question. Do you know the childhood home that they grew up in, like where that was?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great, you guys.
The city, yeah.
Do you know if your significant other has had any brushes with the law, like a criminal background? And that could be like parking ticket or speeding ticket.
Parking ticket,
any background.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has your significant other ever been married or close to being married before?
Oh, I want to know. That's...
No.
No.
No, can I answer that?
No, they haven't.
She's like, no, they haven't.
No.
And then your favorite trait about your significant other.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Are you serious?
No, I'm just joking. But you do have a favorite trait.
Real personal, Linda.
Guys, that wraps up the K-1 visa questions, 70 questions that we went through that are questions that these couples actually go through. So how well did you do? Let me know.
I wish we had more.
Yes.
I love this.
I know.
We are moving on. Next week, we will bring you some more K-1 visa stuff.
Yeah, and we can't wait to join you guys in next week. Make sure you guys tweet us, follow us, hit us up all over social media. We want to hear from you. We love hearing from you.
Yes.
Before we leave, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can catch me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And
I'm Linda Antwi, all over social media. Linda is so girly. And hi, Keith. Keith_Andre, all over social media. Hit him up. What?
Yes. And I'm Alex Bowers. You can follow me on Instagram at Alex Bowers, the two S's, and Twitter, Hey Alex Bowers.
Yes, guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you again next week.
Bye.
2Knows, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.